Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders right here on NEO Sports Insiders. And we're joined today by our good friend Tony Brown as the Monsters get set for a back-to-back weekend of fun at the Q. Tonight, it's the Iowa Wild in town for a 7 o'clock start. And also tomorrow night, the Wild in town for another 7 o'clock faceoff. And then the Monsters on the road on Saturday for a 7 o'clock faceoff in Grand Rapids against the Griffins at Van Andel Arena. Tony, how are you today, my friend?
Really good. Excited about another couple of big home games at the Q, and happy as always to be on with you, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, it's good to join you and good to talk to you a little bit about this team right now that, lo and behold, is sitting in first place in the Central Division after 19 games with a record of 12-4-1-2. Let's start with that, Tony. 27 points on the year. I know it's a new team, and you know some people still aren't really familiar with this team, but do you think that after the first 19 games, this team would think that they're sitting in first place in the Central?
I mean, it's any time you can find yourself at any point in the season in first place, it's definitely a confidence-building thing. It's definitely something you can point to as concrete evidence of your team's success this year. And it's exciting for the players and the coaches and everything. But it's important to remember, there's two sides to it. On the one hand, it's a very long season. We are nowhere close to halfway through it yet. And so to sort of feel content about your position in the standings is a very dangerous thing to do. At the same time, at the beginning of the year, you're always saying, it's a small sample size. Do we really know what this team is? And now, I think 20 games in, you're getting close to a quarter of the way through the season, just past that. And you can kind of feel like, this team has an identity. These players know their roles now. This is no longer sort of the start to the year. We're into the season now. And to see the team not only atop the division, but in first place in the Western Conference, I mean, it's absolutely fantastic thing to have in your quiver and to build your confidence around and to feel good about, but certainly a long way to go this year, and that is definitely what Coach Bednar would remind all of us if we asked him that question.
You know, and it's interesting. You could kind of look at tonight and tomorrow night, Tony, as almost like trap games. I mean, you've played this team already six times this season. This is going to be it. You play them tonight and tomorrow night, and then you wrap up with Iowa. The other thing about Iowa, at 3-16-1-3, they're on a 13-game winless streak, and the Monsters have really dominated them this year. So the last thing that Lake Erie wants to do going into tonight and tomorrow is just say, hey, if we throw our helmets and our sticks on the ice, we're going to win these two games. They've got to make sure they don't fall in that trap.
No doubt about it, but I don't think that's the mindset of this team at all. I mean, six games already against the Wild, you feel like you know the opponent pretty well if you're the Monsters coming in. But, while they're 5-0-1 against them, they've been all, or at least the vast majority of these games, have been one-goal games, tight games. It seems like 3-2 is the favorite final score. I think each of the last four games between these two clubs have ended with a 3-2 Monsters win, whether that's in regulation or a shootout. But there are no teams that you feel like you can coast to victory against in the American Hockey League. It's too good a league. These players are too talented. And even given Iowa's situation in the standings, which, there's no sugarcoating it. I mean, they're in a tough situation. As you mentioned, they're 13 games without a win. Two games now, or 2 points, I should say, earned in the standings in the entire month of November. I mean, they're a desperate team. And so that oftentimes can make them a dangerous team. And the Monsters, I know, will not take them lightly, given the close nature of the six games of the season series so far.
Let's talk a little bit about the home ice advantage. I mean, I think that that's huge. You look at this game tonight, you look at this game tomorrow night, and the Monsters have played really, really well at home. What is it, 8-game home point streak, a 4-game home winning streak. They've earned 1 point in 7 of their last 8 games overall. And I think that that means a lot when you're playing at home, that you're playing well at home. And we talked about it on a number of broadcasts here when we had you on, that this team has got a number of home games over the course of the next month here in December. I count 8 of them total. Between now and December 29th. So we've talked about it before, but just remind everybody how big getting wins at home is going to be for this team.
Oh, it always is for any team. It's tough to win on the road in this league, definitely in weekends like this one and last one for the Monsters when you cap off a 3-game week with a road trip on Saturday night. So the Monsters play at home today and tomorrow, then pile onto the bus following the game Friday, travel 4.5 hours to Grand Rapids. It's a tough game to cap things off, so you have to take care of business at home. And the Monsters have been able to do it so far this year. I think just the building itself, the Q, is such an intimidating venue for opposing teams to walk into. There are other teams in this league, in this division even, Milwaukee comes to mind, that have that that have buildings that are similar to this, major league buildings, etc. But the Monsters certainly have a distinct advantage, I think, mentally on their opposition. When you have to walk into this building, look at the home record, know that the team has had so much success, on this ice sheet, and the confidence is through the roof for the Monsters. I think for opposing teams, even this early in the year, it definitely factors in.
Again, we're talking with Tony Brown of the Lake Erie Monsters, play-by-play voice of the Monsters. Monsters at home tonight and tomorrow night for the Iowa Wild. Don't forget, tomorrow night it's a 3-2-1 night, $3 beers, $2 hot dogs, and $1 sodas presented by Pepsi and Sugardale. Also, post-game skate presented by Hudak Dental tomorrow night. It's a Blue Jackets night as well tomorrow night, which means they'll be wearing their special jerseys. Are you excited about Star Wars night, Tony? I got to ask you about that coming up here at the Q Party pretty soon, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Star Wars Night is one of those great annual promotions that the staff gets excited about, the fans get excited about, and with the new Star Wars movie coming out this Christmas, I mean, it just means it's all the more crazy heading into that game. So that'll be next Saturday, the 12th, against Chicago. Important game on the ice, but if you haven't had a chance to check out the Stormtroopers uniforms the Monsters are going to be wearing in that one, get on LakeErieMonsters.com, follow the Monsters on Twitter, @MonstersHockey, and check them out. They're pretty cool. And first 10,000 fans, too, are going to take home these really cool light-up, sort of lightsaber-esque thunder sticks. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And to have the characters on the concourse and to have that, the whole atmosphere with the Star Wars music and everything, it's just one of those sort of key promotional calendar dates that we all look forward to.
And, we've seen, like you said, you've seen this done almost every year now because of the popularity of Star Wars. But like you said, it's such a different feel just because that movie's coming out in a couple weeks.
Right, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And, there's a little... between the staff, a little conversation about who, if anybody, is going to come in costume and which character is which. We've done some fun videos with the players, the coaches, to lead up to this thing, to promote it. It's just going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know I speak for everyone in the organization when I say we're looking forward to it.
I could either see you going as C-3PO or Chewbacca. Which one am I going to see on the 12th?
Well, you know what? Chewbacca's taken by, I believe, Oleg Yevhenko, given his height.
That's probably true.
And then the R2-D2 C-3PO duo is taken up by our trainer and our equipment guy, Dusty and Tom. So they're kind of a dynamic duo there. So I don't know. I don't know what's left for me. I'm thinking best case scenario, I'm looking at like a Boba Fett.
Yeah, there you go. Boba Brown. Yeah. I could see it already. All right, up in the booth at the queue. Hey, don't forget, tonight also College ID Night presented by WMMS. Special $6 tickets with a college ID. So make sure you take advantage of that. And as we mentioned earlier, it's 1-2-3 night tomorrow night at the Q. $1 sodas, $2 hot dogs, $3 beers presented by Pepsi and Sugardale as the Monsters take on the Iowa Wild. And as we mentioned in our open, Monsters on the hot streak. They are right now in first place in the Central at 12-4-1-2, 27 points. And the Iowa Wild struggling at 3-16-1-3. Tony, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll catch up with you again. Don't also forget a road game this weekend, and it's a big one because you take on a Grand Rapids team that beat you last weekend. How big of a win would that be to get back on the road and get on the win streak?
Certainly would be big for all those reasons we mentioned. It'll be a tough test against the Griffins. They're a team that started the season slowly but have turned around, and they were very tough last week in a Van Andel Arena. That's a building that really gives them a distinct home ice advantage, and with the travel and all that, it's just going to be a lot for the Monsters to overcome, but I know they're up to the challenge, and they match up well with that team. It was a great hockey game, 3-2 overtime win for them. Power play got going a little bit for Lake Erie in that one, so excited for the rematch. And we say it all the time, it's a total cliche, but there just aren't any easy games in this division or in this league, and so that'll be a tough one. But if they could get a win there, I think that would do a lot for the confidence and also do a lot to sort of send a message in the season series. The Monsters are going to play them 12 times this year, more than any other opponent. And with the first two games going Lake Erie's way and now Grand Rapids winning at home, there's sort of some momentum available to be seized there by one team or another in the season series. Hopefully Lake Erie can get that done on Saturday night.
Again, Tony Brown from the Lake Erie Monsters. Again, catch it this weekend at the Q tonight, tomorrow night as the Monsters take on the Wild. Saturday night, 99X. It'll be on the radio. You can check out the Monsters and the Grand Rapids Griffins. Tony, all the best, my friend. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Matt. Same to you.